True or false? Black Friday's the biggest sale of the year at Bingley.
True.
It's on now.
True.
I'm in charge.
False.
Mum's in charge.
True.
There's huge deals on TVs, tech, fridges, ovens, washers, coffee machines, vacuums and more.
True. Just make a purchase at Bingley and you're in a daily draw for your chance to win a new appliance.
True.
And we're giving away a new Volkswagen ID4 Pro.
True.
I need a new car too.
False.
Black Friday, our biggest sale of the year at Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply.
Sydney's best breakfast.
2GB.
We've received an interesting email from a gentleman by the name of Mark Pelly. He is a migration agent who's blowing the whistle on a number of scams. He says, "Hi Ben, I'm a registered migration agent. I've exposed a number of the scams that are happening in the industry. I'd love to speak to you and discuss how the migration industry has turned into a cesspool of scams." So there are a number of scams that happen, but we want to talk to Mark about what's known as family violence partner visa scams. And here's how it works. A man will look for a partner overseas, either by himself or via a migration agent. He starts talking to someone and eventually agrees to fly them to Australia and sponsor their trip. But shortly after touching down, the partner then makes a family violence claim to the police. A family violence intervention order is applied, and the overseas partner is then granted permanent residency. The man's life is destroyed by the allegations, and the partner gets to start a new life in Australia. Mark Pelly is a migration agent from Visas to Australia, and he joins us on the line. Mark, thank you very much for sending the email.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. Can you just shed a bit more light on family violence partner visa scams?
Sure. Not only am I a registered migration agent, but I'm also a registered nurse who specializes in actually making assessments of family violence situations with relation to partner visas. And one of the biggest problems that I come across is that migration agents have actually approached me and asked me to help fabricate situations for their clients to get partner visas. But women have also approached me to say, what is it that I need to do to secure my permanent residency in case my, you know, relationship breaks down? And I'm like, well, are you actually subject to family violence? I said, well, no, not yet, but you just tell me what I need to say in case this situation doesn't work so that way I can make sure I can stay here and eventually bring my family from overseas here to Australia as well.
So those cases you just described, that sounds like someone planning in advance their exit route.
Absolutely. And the problem is that migration agents and sometimes social workers actually coach overseas women on what to say in case their relationship breaks down to ensure their stay in Australia. And the biggest problem with this is the bigger the false allegation, the more support they're going to get, both financially from the government and in every possible way. And, you know, the police intervention order is based on the woman's story. The social worker reports are based on the woman's story. And the meantime, the man has to be silent this entire time, who's not committed any family violence, and then they're subject to a range and a host of really restrictive requirements on him. Sometimes he's not even allowed to go back to his own home because of the IVO, and the lady from overseas who made the false allegations gets to live in his house.
Okay, you say that they're not acting alone, these people coming in. They're being coached in many cases by migration agents.
That's correct, and it's really unfortunate. And I've been made aware of it because they've actually tried to bring me on this scheme because of my own specialties.
Okay, so this is one that you're seeing growing in prevalence?
Unfortunately, yes. When I first started migration law 10 or so years ago, I saw it occasionally. More and more I'm seeing this happening where women are trying to find what it is to make a claim of false family violence. But do you know who the biggest losers of this are? The Australian women and children who are real victims of family violence, who then miss out on, you know, temporary housing or necessary financial assistance or access to the courts because people from overseas are making these false claims to get their permanent residency here in Australia.
Okay, Mark, what have you done to bring these allegations to the authorities?
I've actually notified the Department of Home Affairs on a number of times and actually specifically mentioned people who've admitted false allegations. And I've actually mentioned many times to the Department of Home Affairs the different scams that I've seen. And to date, I've never received a single reply from the Department of Home Affairs.
So you've made the reports but never received anything in response?
That's correct.
So you don't know whether they've taken action or not?
No, and considering that I've only given it limited information, the department would need to contact me for more information, but they never do.
What are the other scams that you see? I'm guessing student visas and other work visa scams?
Absolutely. So work visa scams is becoming so prevalent, it's just on an industrial scale now in Australia. The government currently is pushing for skilled migrants to come to Australia to say that we need these jobs filled. What happens is typically someone from overseas who eventually gets Australian citizenship, they can set up a business here in Australia. And then working with migration agents, education agents, or other people, what they do is they tend to exploit people from their own nationalities and offer them lucrative jobs. Come to Australia and you can work for me. The people from overseas, however, aren't actually skilled or qualified in this area whatsoever. They can just get false qualifications, false work experience, fabricate the entire thing. Unfortunately, usually the migration agents involved in this. Then they come to Australia to work these supposed jobs. But this backfires on the, let's say, scamming worker themselves, because often, you know, if you hang out with people who scam, they end up scamming you too. Then they end up in Australia in a situation where they're not paid full wages in accordance with Australian standards, not given their rights, not given overtime rates as well. And then they're threatened by the employer, if you don't continue to work for me, we'll just sack you. And because you don't have the actual skills to do this, you've got to go back overseas anyway. And so we're in a situation where in Australia, in a first world country, we've got a form of modern day slavery or a debt bondage situation that happens, and it's all being utilized through the work visa process.
Well, considering you describe it as a cesspool of scams, I think Home Affairs should be having a conversation with you to get to the bottom of a number of these rorts that are being pulled. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Mark Pelly, a migration agent from Visas to Australia. Go right ahead, Leonie. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a family law mediator. I've stepped out into the coaching process, getting people through the family court. But I've seen this in Queensland. All the person has to say, you don't even have to be in an intimate relationship. You just have to show some kind of a family relationship. You go into the QPS, you say, I'm scared, I think they're going to hurt me, and they automatically will take out an AVO against the other person. In my humble opinion, from my professional experience, it's a box-ticking, ask-covering exercise, because the bureaucrats do not want to have to do their job, or they don't want to be the one where maybe this could be the one that somebody gets hurt. But it happens automatically. In the law, in Queensland, the person that makes the complaint is, and particularly women, mainly women, they have to say that, and the weight of probability is given to the woman, 51% automatically, 49% to the other.
Yeah, well, as you said, some people to be fearing, well, what if this is the one where the allegation's true, right?
Yeah, but they don't ask questions. This has been my case. This has been my situation. They don't come and investigate. They don't ask the right questions. They just tick the box and process the paperwork.
And based on what we're being told from Mark, this is a way that people can grant access to Australia. You come here and then you make an allegation.
Yes, or even if they want to, because then they're under the family court once they're here, and then what happens is they use it as a way of getting property settlements, child support, take the kids away from the other person. Whatever their agenda is, they can use that process to get their ultimate goal.
Yeah, gaming the system. Leonie, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.
True or false? Black Friday's the biggest sale of the year at Bingley.
True.
It's on now.
True.
I'm in charge.
False.
Mum's in charge.
True.
There's huge deals on TVs, tech, fridges, ovens, washers, coffee machines, vacuums and more.
True. Just make a purchase at Bingley and you're in a daily draw for your chance to win a new appliance.
True.
And we're giving away a new Volkswagen ID4 Pro.
True.
I need a new car too.
False.
Black Friday, our biggest sale of the year at Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Grinch is at Macca's putting hotcake syrup with wings. Surely no one will like such horrible things. Now available at Macca's. Ba-da-ba-ba-dum! Trademark and copyright 2025 Dr. Seuss. Available from 10:30 a.m. at participating Macca's.